please have a seat. I've got a story for you. It is so lovely to see you today. So have a seat. Have you been very, 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 very busy? Who's got lovely things already? You got lovely things to show me? Am I okay with this microphone? Fab, thank you. Who's made crosses? Who's made crosses yet? Who's made yummy chocolate? Anybody made yummy chocolate? Martin's made chocolate. Who's made lovely feet? We're going to think about these feet. Okay, well, I'm going to read you a story, so I need you to be listening really, really carefully. This is a lovely story. And then I'm going to explain to you what this story means. And we're going to be thinking about footprints and crosses and Easter gardens. So we need to be listening really carefully. This is called The Three Trees. Now, some of you might know this story already. I'm sorry the pictures are very small, but I'm going to show them the best I can. Long ago, on a hillside, stood three trees. In the spring, their roots drank in the cool raindrops that trickled through the soil. In the summer, they unfolded their leaves to the sun. In the autumn, strong winds tousled their branches. And in winter, they rested under the sparkling snow. Under the cool night sky that glittered with stars, they dreamed their dreams. "Mine," said the first tree, "is of riches. I want to be made into a beautiful chest that will hold the finest treasure." Can you see it? That tree wanted to be a chest. "Mine," said the second, "is of power. I want to be made into a proud ship in which a mighty king will travel his domain." And the third tree sighed in the breeze. "I want to stay," it said quietly, "here on the hillside, pointing to heaven." Many years went by, and the trees grew tall and strong. One day, three woodcutters climbed the hill, each with an axe in its hand. "I am ready for riches," said the first tree as it fell. "I bow to the king," said the second. But the third tree shed its fragile leaves like tears. "Now my dream is over," it wept as it fell to the ground. A carpenter took the wood from the first tree and sawed it into planks, and then he joined them together. It was a box he made, and he made it well. But it was not a chest. It was a sturdy trough. An innkeeper came and carted it away. Every evening he filled it with hay for the weary creatures his guests had brought to his stable. Such a humble life, sighed the tree. Such a poor and dismal place. But one night, the innkeeper led the animals aside, and a man and a woman took shelter in the stable. Gentle hands put fresh, clean straw in the trough, and then, do you know what they did? Now, if you came at Christmas, you might have seen this. They used the wood from the first tree, and they put a baby inside the trough, the manger made out of the tree. A newborn baby was laid upon it. Do you know his name? That baby. What is it?
Jesus.
That's right. Suddenly, the first tree knew it was holding the greatest treasure the world had ever known. A shipwright took the wood from the second tree. He sawed it, and he shaped it, and he smoothed it and sealed it. Fishermen came and trundled it away. Every evening they slid onto the violet-blue waters of a lake, sailed off into the night, and cast their nets, later to haul them aboard full of slithering and probably quite smelly fish. Such a weary life, said the tree, and among such ordinary people. One night, storm winds blew, and great waves crashed, and a man stood up in the boat and spoke to the storm, "Peace, be still." And at once, there was calm. And the second tree knew it was carrying the mightiest king the world had ever known, just like he wanted to. The wood from the third tree was roughly hewn and left in a woodyard and almost forgotten. Then one day came a clamour of voices. "Any wood will do, but fetch it quickly." Rough hands grasped the wood and hastily made a cross. Do you see, we've got one on our wall, a great big cross. Cruel hands forced a man onto it and nailed him there by his hands and feet. Soldiers hoisted the cross upright, and there on a low barren hilltop, the man died. The tree that became a cross was left empty. Doesn't this sound like a sad story? As the sun sank low, it felt despair deeper than it had ever known. Though the sun rose and set again, every hour felt like darkness. But I get to turn the page. Then came a bright dawn. By a miracle, the man who had died was seen alive again. The tree that had borne his death was now a symbol of his life. And the third tree knew it would stand forever, pointing the way to heaven. Now, I love that story, and I'm going to explain to you why I love that story so much. And I'm going to have some help as well from a couple of people. So when Jesus died on the cross, when Christians look at this cross, it is very, very special to us. Just like in the story in the book, it's very, very special. Because when Jesus died on the cross, he didn't just die. He was actually doing a very special job. And it was a job that only he could do. And it's a job I want to tell you about, because that's why I and all the grown-ups helping love Jesus so much. When God made people, did you know God made people? When God made people, he wanted them to be his friends. Can you imagine being friends with God? He wanted them to love him and to love each other. God wanted us to be free, to live an amazing life. The trouble is, if you're anything like me, we're not very good at always loving each other properly. And sometimes we hurt other people, and sometimes we hurt God. And I think we probably know, even us grown-ups, sometimes we get a bit naughty and cross, and we get stuck, like Tanya said, carrying great big burdens. Now, I'm going to show you, okay? Caitlin's going to start us off, aren't you, Caitlin? Now, Caitlin's my daughter. She's a very good girl, but even sometimes you're even a little bit naughty sometimes, aren't you? But she is a very good girl, but sometimes we all do things wrong. Now, imagine Caitlin was disobedient one day and she didn't do what I said. Now, that doesn't often happen, but imagine you suddenly had to carry that great big burden of being naughty and feeling really bad about it. And then imagine she was a bit mean one day. She's not mean very often, but imagine she was. She had to carry that great big burden. Is that getting a bit heavy? No. Not yet? No. Well, imagine if she was unkind as well. And she had to carry that great... Because it's like me making you carry the shopping in, isn't it? We live on a great big hill. Katie has to carry the shopping sometimes. Imagine if you were unkind as well. Would that be a really hard burden to carry? Do you need any help yet with your burdens? Catherine, are you going to come and help? I know you're not. I know you wouldn't hit anybody. But imagine if somebody hit somebody and they had to carry that burden. And then they were selfish and they had to carry... What a lot of burdens. God, I've got so many bags here. Well, imagine if you stole something. Or you were proud. Oh, girls, Eloise, you're going to have to come as well. Imagine if you were jealous and you boasted. Oh, dear. We've got all these heavy things. Because we do things wrong. Sometimes we tell lies and we do things wrong. Imagine one person having to carry it. And do you know the trouble is? We can't really take each other's away because we've all got heavy things to carry. We've all got things in our lives, all this badness that make us stuck. We're all stuck in the same way. Do you want to just rest them on the floor for a minute while I tell you what we're going to do with them? Because they don't have to stay stuck like that. God had an amazing plan. He, God, came to live with us. That little baby Jesus that we saw at Christmas grew up. Jesus knew how serious all of our burdens were. He knew we were so stuck that we couldn't be friends with God anymore. And he knew that someone had to take all this badness away. So let's leave the burdens and listen. Jesus agreed to take every single person's bad things and get rid of them. So do you want to take them all to the cross, girls? You might need to do a couple of trips and leave them at the bottom of the cross and leave them alone. That's it. Leave them there. And then you can go and sit down because you're free. You might need to give your arms a stretch because they've had to carry all this heavy stuff. Thank you, girls, for helping. So you can leave your burdens. You can go and sit down free. Jesus knew. That's perfect. Thank you. Thank you very much. Jesus knew that the only thing that would take away our burdens would be if he took them. So if you imagine if you'd done something really wrong, all those wrong things, and then somebody else got punished instead of you. And that's what Jesus did. Jesus took away all the crossness of God from all those bad things. He agreed to die on the cross even though he'd never done anything wrong. And he took all our naughtiness and all our badness and all our heaviness, mums and dads, and all our weight of life. And he took them away. Then, once he got rid of them, he didn't stay dead. He came back to life. The badness is gone and we've got free arms to play, to be free, to enjoy life and be friends with God. We can be God's friends and he gives us power to live better lives. So the cross, the third tree, points to heaven to remind me that my arms are free to be friends with God. All we have to do is follow the footprints that lead us to Jesus. Leave our bad things and say, Jesus, I don't want to hold all this nasty, naughty. I want you to take it and I want to have a happy life being friends with you. And we can thank God for being our friend. I've got one more special thing to show you. It's a verse from the Bible. Do you sometimes do memory verses and things at school and at PJ Gang if you come here sometimes? This is a very special verse. I'm going to read it and then we're all going to read it together. It says, it's from a book called Corinthians. It says, God made him who had no sin, no naughtiness, to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness, the freedom, the greatness of God. That means God took all our bad stuff so we could have righteousness and be free with him. So should we read it together before I finish? God made him who had no sin to be sin for us so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Now I'm going to say a prayer and then at the end we're all going to do a big amen, okay? Dear Lord Jesus, Thank you for dying on the cross and taking our badness away. Thank you for being our friend. And we want to be your friend, Lord Jesus. Thank you for this happy day and this happy weekend. In Jesus' name, are you ready? Amen. Thank you, everybody.